over the murderer, and on and on and on, however we want to characterize it, whatever soil we think might be fitting. It is not God's way of seeing things. And his ways, the prophet says right before our text in Isaiah today, his ways are so far above our ways, his thoughts so far above our thoughts, as even the heavens are high above the earth. Which means what? We need to shut up when it comes to the who. We need to be quiet about the soil and the who. Right? When he sows the gospel, when the Father sows the gospel, he is indiscriminate. And he casts it to the four corners of the earth. And all men, all of them are called in. The good, the bad, the ugly, the sinner are all called in and summoned to follow after Christ and to change and repent. And so there are four different kinds of ground that the seed falls on that we need to look at today. And the soil which this seed falls on, the gospel falls on, indicates the various conditions of the human heart. So hear them well and see which one you are. So first, there is the heart that is the path or the road, right? This we are told by Christ himself, this is the unbelieving, hardened heart, right? This person hears the gospel. He hears the Father calling him back to himself through the work of Christ, through the forgiveness of sins and the labor and toil of the Son. But you know what the problem with the heart that's the path is? It's that in this heart, he really doesn't believe that he needs to be forgiven. He's heard the gospel, he doesn't believe it, right? He says, I'm a good person. You know, I'm good enough anyway, right? I don't do all the things, right? I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't gamble, on and on and on, right? I even am so virtuous that I take all of my old clothes and I donate them to charity, right? Right? Aren't I great? If you say that Jesus died for sinners, well, fine, but that's not me. Right? That's not what I am. Right? He didn't die for me because I'm doing all right here. Right? I'm pulling my own weight over here just fine. Don't worry about me, God. I'm fine. You see, the hardened heart of man is the refusing and the obstinate heart. The heart that cannot come to God and say, help me. The heart that will not cling to Christ and his forgiveness. Which is why we need weekly to have our memory jogged. Right? We need to be shaken every single week and confess that if we say we have no sin, what do? We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. As St. John says. Because if we don't believe that fundamental fact, then the gospel is going to hit our hearts like seed on a hardened path. And the birds, which in the parable is Satan, is going to do what? He's going to come and steal it away. Right? Snatch us away and devour us. Luther said that the gospel is like rain that comes over the land for a time. But only for a time. Only for a time. But as the people grow tired of it, it moves somewhere else and it leaves a drought behind. And in this land, beloved of the Lord, we are coming dangerously close to drought conditions. People are being brought up to do all sorts of stupid things. Right? People are being brought up to follow their heart. Right, just like a Disney movie, right? To follow their heart instead of following the Word of God. Right? That a Hallmark card would have more authority and dominion in our lives than what God says in His Word. Right? We are precious moments, Hallmark people. Right? Given to trust our emotions and to trust our feelings rather than the Word of God. At every turn, we're told, just do what feels right. Do what feels good. Rather than die to the flesh with Christ. Our entire culture tells us exactly that over and over again in many and various ways. Just do what feels good. Don't ever die to the flesh with Christ. Right? Don't ever actually not do the thing that God has forbidden you to do. So that's the seed that's fallen on the path, right? The hardened path. And we have the heart that is on rocky soil. What is rocky soil? Well, it's shallow soil, right? It's shallow soil that has no depth beneath of it. The sort of heart has a shallow hearing of the gospel, right? This is your faith built on those feelings that I just mentioned, right? Built strictly on feeling. That's your faith. And emotivism, a faith that has zero root, right? Holding it down to anchor it down into the soil so that it's blown about and ripped away, right? Shallow, rocky soil produces worship that looks exactly like the rest of the world. Right? Rock concerts, simple, repetitive songs that say little about what God has done or is doing. Right? It cultivates Christians who might be a mile wide on the surface, but you ding them, and they're an inch deep. They're an inch deep. And so what happens with this soil is that when some scandal happens, horrible thing happens in your life, or, you know, one of their, you know, cult of personality pastors, right, that they all kind of built themselves around, either leaves or is caught doing something that he shouldn't be doing, what happens to the congregation? Boom. Struck and scattered. Struck and scattered. Because the heart that is rocky, shallow soil is unable to endure any hardship when it comes. Right? It's ripped far too easily from the ground. Pay attention in this parable. When it is that this plant runs into trouble, right? The seed that is sprouted runs into trouble. And it's not until the sun rises and it's scorched, right? And that the plant begins to wither and die, only then, right? And what that means is that rocky soil people, right? Those who have no deep root holding them down, they don't fall away until they actually face the heat, right? We might say this in another way. They don't fall away until they're met with a cross. This could be regarding a whole host of things, any number of things that happen to a follower of Jesus. But it seems to happen more and more with regard to morality issues today. I don't know if you've noticed that. I'm sure you have, right? Your friends all believe this way about that thing, right? Everyone else in your circle believes that way about this thing, especially regarding sexual ethics today. Right? And because you have no deep roots, you have no courage, no fortitude to stand against them and on the side of Christ, because the soil of your heart is shallow. It's rocky, to use Jesus' language. Now, it's not completely hardened. Not completely hardened. But it's on its way to total compaction. And the seed of the gospel that's burst forth into new life, it is presently shriveling up and dying because its roots have no deep well to draw from. Then we've got some seeds that also fell among the thorns, Christ says. And the thorns are the things in this life that can strangle the gospel among us, that we let strangle the gospel among us. House payments, car payments, retirement portfolios, right? Debt, bills, over having nicer rust and moth junk, right, than our neighbor, right? The old keeping up with the Joneses. Right? All those things that keep us from the Word of God and the sacrament, every single time they are available to us. That Christ, in His mercy and His love towards you, makes them available to you. And I'll just go ahead and say it. If your plans are to ever choose a sport, right? Football season's coming up here, to choose a sport, a game, over the divine service, right, to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy in our lives, to where you'd literally choose the arena, you'd literally choose the Colosseum over Christ, right? Overcoming to Christ and receiving Him where and when He is present, in the Eucharist especially, then you're this soil. Make no mistake about it. You're this soil. Hear that. Hear it. Because Christ is speaking to you before it's too late. And I would say even there's this dark irony in it. Right? Because don't forget that our earliest brethren chose the arena too. Didn't they? They chose the Colosseum to be martyred for this same gospel of Jesus Christ, that He is sown by His word. They chose it too. If you want to know if God has sown the gospel of His Son on thorny soil in you, then just ask yourself, what's keeping you from Christ? What's keeping you from worshiping God? Of giving yourself over to Him fully, not partly, fully, right? What's wrapped around you? What is choking you and keeping you from Christ? Because what you need to do, and this goes for every single man, woman, and child, you need to identify it. You need to find it, uncover it. Take what's been strangling you from the Word of God. And then by Christ, you need to rip it out of your life. You need to cut it. You need to hack it and kill it and get rid of it before it chokes you to death. Because it will. It's not my teaching. It's not Pastor Fry's interpretation. That's Christ's. I don't know if you noticed this or not. He interpreted the parable for us in the gospel reading today. Makes my job a whole lot easier. And again, you know, the culture of death that we live in, of course, has not been beneficial to the word being fruitful in our hearts. We've got so many other things in our lives, don't we? I think the human race in 2026 is busier now, has more things now than ever before in history. I don't even think that's arguable, right? So many other things that sap our nutrients, that steal our energy. We've got work, we've got school, right? We've got family, we've got sports, social lives, we've got worry, we've got anxiety, we've got people we've got to take care of, all the while taking care of ourselves and nurturing the Word of God in us. And on and on and on we go down the line, never slowing down, never just stopping to breathe, always on the go, to where the simplicity of a parent teaching their child the doctrines of Christ, a praying before dinner, the simplicity of just going through your day and talking to God, which is what you ought to be doing, right? That is foreign to many people today. It's foreign. Even in our churches, thorns threaten to choke, where we become more concerned with programs and with property. And heaven forbid the gospel of social justice over and against the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing him with this fallen world by actually living as a Christian, by living the life in Christ and being the light that we were summoned to be at Holy Baptism. And if the church in our land dies, the likely cause of it will be that it was strangled to death by all of the brambles of thorny riches that we have. The sun being blotted out from above by all that we've allowed to grow up around us and choke us. And lastly, there's the seed that falls on good soil. And here's the thing about soil of any kind, doesn't matter the sort. It's all dead, right? All soil is dead. It's literally made up from dead things. All of the potential for life and vitality is in the seed alone, not in the soil. Right? Where we think we would know better, we would be more discerning gardeners, even than God himself, right? That some people are better. Some people are more deserving than others, more worthy of the call to follow after Christ. The truth of God's word is that all sons and daughters of Adam, all of them, are dead on arrival. All of them